Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who shines in glory, clothes us in compassion, and bears gifts of mercy for all. Amen. Let us confess our sins with confidence in God's promise of forgiveness. God, wonderful counselor, we confess that we have turned from your gifts and chosen our own way. We have not made room for you in our hearts or in our world. We have lived in fear. We have not welcomed the stranger. We desire gifts that will not endure. Forgive us our sins, known and unknown, and open us to receive the peace of Jesus, dwelling in and among us. Amen. God's loving kindness has appeared to us in Christ our Savior. We are saved not by anything we have done, but by God's mercy poured out on us richly. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Through the Spirit living in you, God gives you faith to trust Jesus, who is love born for you now and always. Amen. So we sing verse 1 and 3. Let us pray. Shine into our hearts the light of your wisdom, O God, and open our minds to the knowledge of your word, that in all things we may think and act according to your good will, and may live continually in the light of your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for our lessons.
The first lesson is from Isaiah 9, 6 to 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon the shoulders, and his name, Wonderful Counselor. Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God." And then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. Holy wisdom, holy word.
The third lesson is from Matthew chapter 1, beginning with the 18th verse. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. Holy Wisdom, Holy Word.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Holy Wisdom, Holy Word.
In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. Holy wisdom, holy word.
The sixth lesson is from John, first verse. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Holy wisdom, holy word.
A reading from Revelation, the 21st chapter. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them, they will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more, mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away." And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life. Those who conquer will inherit these things, and I will be their God, and they will be my children. Holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God.
And are there any children here today who would like to come up and talk with me? I would like that a lot if you did. Well, you have to be as... there's no limit on the age of God's children. The oldest is 101 we have here so today, so that's pretty good. 101 years old as a person. And Alyssa has a joke. All right, go ahead and say it now. Go ahead, and I'll repeat it to you. I'll repeat it.
What do you call a lazy kangaroo?
What do you call a lazy kangaroo?
A pouch potato.
A pouch potato. A pouch potato. A pouch potato. A pouch potato. All right. That's a good crowd right here. Okay. Right. Well, I have a question for you. What if I told you that trees make all kinds of things, but like a tree, you know, like a pine tree, you know what I'm talking about, a big old tree, right? You've seen trees before. Now, what if I told you they could make a tomato? Do you think that's true, that trees can make tomatoes? What?
Yeah.
Yes? No? How many out there think trees make tomatoes? Raise your hand. Oh, look at, this is one of the garden experts and she's shaking her head. Well, here's how trees make tomatoes. This might be Eric science. So here's what happens is, let's say you cut a tree, okay, which trees get cut down all the time. And what happens is, then you get little bits of tree. That's what this is out there. It's right by the garden that we have in the back where tomatoes grow. But before they grow, there's this big stack of tree parts. Pulp, sometimes we call this pulp stuff. So there's I just took a big bunch of this. Feel it. Feel that bark, that earth, that's going to get smaller and smaller and smaller, and it's going to provide nutrients and other things, and pretty soon, or maybe it won't provide a ton of nutrients, but it will be helpful, but pretty soon, stuff will be planted in the garden, and this will be mixed in with it, and magically, through beautiful creation of things that we like to eat, including tomatoes. And if you don't like tomatoes, pick your favorite thing. Well, you probably like something from a garden. You probably do. And they grow up, and then they become a tomato, or a carrot, or lettuce.
I love
carrots. Carrots or carrots? Yes, all of those things I've seen out there. Or apples? Are there? There's apple trees out there. Yeah. So that's one thing. Now, there's more. Trees are awesome, and this is not a plug for the forest industry, even though I lived in Aberdeen for 10 years. But what if I told you that from trees comes this and turns into this? Tissue. Would you believe me? What do you think this is? Take a tissue. Have a tissue. No, don't eat a tissue. That freaks me out. I don't like that at all. Don't do that. That I will be very angry for the... Stop it. I don't even want to see that. I don't like that at all. So a tissue. A tissue for the back row. Now, do you think this comes from that? And the truth is, this does come from that. Because this is this bark that turns into pulp, and they add a bunch of water and they squeeze and squeeze and they make it softer and softer, and then pretty soon you have this wonderful tissue with what's a thing that you can do with a tissue besides try and make a basket in the bark? What else can you do? You can blow your nose. One of the things I was thinking about that's best about tissues, and we'll just stop with that for a second. It's not to make it into food, no, but that is what all can happen with bark. But what, have any of you ever cried before?
Yes.
Raise your hand if you haven't cried before. No, well, we've probably all cried. And maybe you haven't cried for a while and you don't remember crying, but probably as a child, most of you have probably cried. So that's what I think about. I think about this wonderful tree product that turns into this soft, beautiful tissue that you can do all kinds of things with. But one of the things you can do is comfort someone when they're crying. So it's amazing what God has done. Created things from a big old tree that turns into something of comfort that's soft and tender for when people are crying. So that's what I just want you to remember, is that God does wonderful things in creation for us. And then also, I did sing a song earlier, Five Golden Rings, you know that one? On the first day of Christmas, and then on the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five artificially flavored cherry candy canes, four falling trees, yeah. Three French pens. Two turtle, what? Oh, I've heard it differently the whole time. And a party boat on a calm sea, right? Is that what it was?
No.
No? All right. Well, all I know is here, have some candy canes. You can take a handful. Well, don't do that. A smaller handful. Start with a smaller handful so we can make sure everybody gets another smaller handful.
Take some wood.
Yeah, and just have some. And watch out, that baby's going somewhere. All right. That's okay. Okay. Did you want? Okay. All right. So thank you for coming up. And remember, tissues are cool. They're a cool creation from God to comfort us, and they come from trees, and it's amazing how creation works. Put that right by this baptismal water. You might. I'll just take that. Thought I'd come up here today. So we have been doing this for a while, this lessons and carols, and and by the way, Gail, I was sort of right, wasn't I? I was sort of right. I'm not a gardener, but that's okay. So we have this lessons and carols every year, and sometimes there's a message and sometimes there's not. Well, this time there's going to be. So what I wanted to do is I was listening to all those readings, and I was thinking about those readings, and we have these just seven wonderful readings, but the reading one begins with a great light, endless peace, in an everlasting kingdom like the great David. So that sounds good. Then Jesus will be a child, a holy child will come, named Jesus. And we hear this from Gabriel. So as this is forming, you may see, Jerry, will more angels be coming? Perhaps we'll see. Who knows? You'll have to come back and see how this progresses, our art wall. But it's this theme of epiphany, of a light to the world. And we didn't have the Genesis reading, but that's how the whole, our grand story, including our gospel story, but this biblical story, it begins with light. God is looking over everything, the creation, and that's the first verse in the Bible. What happens? Light gets separated from dark. And light is good, and it doesn't say darkness is bad. It just says light gets separated from dark, and there's darkness, and there's light. And that was the first day. So light is important from the beginning, and it turns out till now and to the end. That third reading, this child will be Emmanuel, God with us. Just think about that. God with us. What does that look like? God with us. Scripture suggests it looks like a child. that we might hold, that we might behold as they do the things that children do that beholden us, that draw us in. It's their light that comes out from children. And the fourth reading was, he'll be homeless because he was in an inn, in a place, in a foreign place. That's how Jesus was. Kind of surprising, but God is surprising in a lot of ways all the time. And the fifth reading, the angels tell the shepherds, check out the Messiah and there'll be peace on earth. Well, that might be a down the road thing, because it seems like there's not peace on earth. At least not what I understand to be peace on earth. Maybe there's peace. Is there peace? Raise your hand if you think there's peace on earth. All right, we got a couple. Yeah, I mean, there is. There's peace on earth in places. Right now, it feels fairly peaceful here in this moment. And that's a good thing. And then the sixth reading, and this is that John, that wonderful, thick, meaty, just beautiful barbecue rib reading. If you like meat, and if you don't, I'm sorry for offending you if you're a vegetarian or a vegan. But it's just such a big reading. Jesus is the Word. There's that light in the darkness again, like from the beginning of creation. A received Word who took up residence and dwelled with us. Like a child, like another human, like we're dwelling with each other. And there's this one phrase, this, he's a one of a kind. It's the Greek word is monogamous, monogamy, one, unique. That's what I always thought growing up as a child, because I was an only child. I'm very unique. But we all are. We all are. It's true. Every child sitting here, it was, what a great diversity of uniqueness to just be in front of a bunch of cool little humans. I mean, just because I'm big. That's the only reason I said little. not belittling, just belittling. And here's the key in the whole thing. This person will be full of kindness and truth. Kindness and truth. That's Jesus. This unique person full of kindness and truth. And that kindness means charity. That's the word. Caritas. Charity. That's the kind of kindness. Just truly giving. Pure gift. Charity. And then this last reading. In the end, God is with us. There's a new heaven and an earth. It's a new capital. It will be different than Washington, D.C., it looks like. That's what Revelation tells us. It'll be different than Olympia. It'll be different than any great capital of the world. It'll be a new Jerusalem. It'll be like God always wanted it from when God created creation and God walked amongst us until we were made some choices and then felt ashamed. And God's been trying to work that relationship ever since. God will dwell with us. And here's that in that beautiful verse. And there will be wiping of tears by God to us. God will wipe our tears. God will wipe our tears. And there'll be no more death. There'll be no more crying. And there'll be no more pain. What I want to suggest is that we are called to be a tissue people in a meanwhile time. We are called to be a tissue people in a meanwhile time. So what do I mean by that? If you've ever cried, or if you've ever been with someone crying, and I've seen this again and again when someone is dying or someone is in pain in the hospital, what does someone almost always do? What's a way to help someone? Is if they're crying, you want to give them a tissue, right? I mean, that is like the best example of kindness and caring that you can do. Giving them this wonderful wood product that is so soft, so soft. And you give them a tissue because it doesn't stop their crying, but it accompanies as they cry out the tears out of their eyeballs. But here's the other thing about tissues that I've seen, and that's for me too in my experience when someone's given me a tissue, then you hang on to it. Now, some of you may, anybody holding a tissue right now? Yeah, we got a couple people holding tissues right now. There's that, just that act of holding that piece of kindness that someone gave to you, that piece of thoughtfulness that someone said, have this, you need this. You're right, I do. So it's a reminder of what it means to be tissue people. We are called to be tissue people in a meanwhile time. Meanwhile means it's not yet. And that's, as Lutherans, what we talk about all the time. The kingdom of heaven is near, but not fully here yet. Peace on earth. That's why we worship Jesus, but not quite yet. If you ever read comic books or if you ever see a movie that's comic book-like, that's animated, meantime, in the meantime, we wait for the completion where there's a new heaven and a new earth and a new capital and God dwells with us and there will be wiping of tears by God and there'll be no more death and crying and pain. Well, in the meanwhile, there is death and crying and pain. And we're called to be tissue people. Frederick Buechner has this quote. You've heard this quote before, and if you haven't, well, it's a good one. The place God calls you to be is the place where your deep gladness and the world's deep hunger meet. That's the place God calls you to be. The place God calls you to be, he says, is where your deep gladness and the world's deep hunger meet. It's the place where someone needs a tissue. It's the place where someone needs the truth of God's love for all of us. It's the place where someone needs kindness. And if you need a reminder, we've just sang six songs, and we're going to sing this seventh one. Find a verse in one of the songs that you like that can be a reminder. I like on page 6, turn to page 6. I like the third verse of Away in the Manger. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask you to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in your tender care and fit us for heaven to live with you there. I think that's a great verse that summarizes a lot of what I feel. Or maybe there's this one on the next one, O Little Town of Bethlehem. I like verse 3 of that one, which we didn't sing. How silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his heaven. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. I mean, for me, that's about as tissue-like as it comes, where the dear Christ enters in to the meek souls. Or, and we're going to stand up and sing, because you haven't stood up for a while, we're going to sing this next verse, and the refrain, I want you to sing it, Pastor Eric aloud, come and worship, worship Christ, the newborn King. Amen. Let's stand and sing. Verse 1, 2, and 4. And so we confess our faith with the Christmas Creed. I believe God sent God's only Son into the world. I believe in Jesus Christ and in the power of God's good news. I believe in the one whose spirit glorified a little town, whose coming the shepherd saw signs, and for whom there was no room in the inn. I believe in the one whose life changed the course of history, who challenged the meaning of power, and who was not understood by the proud. I believe in the one whose love changed the hearts of people, who with his life taught that it is more important to serve than to be served, and the greatest joy comes from giving your life for others. I believe in peace, reconciliation, forgiveness, the transforming power of the gospel. I believe that Christ is comfort and strength, and that this world can change, including me, if we remember the one whose birth we celebrate and humbly kneel before the manger. As we pray, there'll be a place at the end of our prayers where you can offer your own prayers up, and we encourage you, as always, to do that. If you choose to do so out loud, God hears our prayers regardless of how we pray.
Let us pray. Gathered with all who seek the Christ child, let us pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. Praise is on our lips and in our hearts, O Holy One, for the gracious deeds and acts that you have bestowed upon your church. Give to your whole church open hearts, that we might work together to share your good news in Christ Jesus. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Praise to you, Creator of all, for you have created a rich diversity of nature and creatures. Sun, moon, stars, mountains, and all the hills, oceans, and rivers, sustain all that you have made and keep us faithful in our care for creation. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We bless you, Ruler of all, for all the communities and nations of which we are a part. Gather into your arms the many peoples of the world and grant humility to all leaders, so that all may find blessing and peace. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
O Holy One, you overcame death and freed us from all fear. Give courage to all who are afraid and comfort to all who suffer in any way. Give patience and compassion to those who provide care. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Nurturing God, you care for your children in any danger. Grant courage to our congregation that we are present with children who need our love and our protection, with parents who grieve the loss of children, and with those who seek safety from hurtful situations. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Caring God, you call us forth from this place to lives of service. Stir us with compassion and the desire to reach out and help those who do not have a place to call home, and all unaccompanied youth. Equip the outreach ministries of this congregation, including Clean Kids Laundry, Mountain View Elementary School, the Hawks Prairie and Friendly Grove Centers for Head Start, the Thurston County Food Bank, Living Stones Prison Ministry, and the Safi School Project. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Light of life, you claim us as your children forever. We praise you for those who have gone before us in the faith, serving as witnesses to your presence. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Almighty God, hear the prayers that we offer to you now, those we speak silently within our own hearts, and those we speak aloud.
Into your gracious hands we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your steadfast mercy, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of the risen Lord be with you always. Let's share a sign of that peace with each other.
Thank you.
Thank you, John. Please stand as you are able.
Let us pray. God, with us, you came as a baby to a manger. You slept on straw and greeted shepherds. You come again in bread and wine. Remind us how good you are at blessing ordinary things. And then, through these gifts, help us ordinary things to bless the lives of others in the strength of your extraordinary holy name.
Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give God thanks and praise. It is right to give thanks and praise because you, God, are holy. You are Emmanuel, God with us. You have broken into our lives and into our hearts, making your home with us. The night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood. It is shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your love and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let every heart receive your Savior. Come to the table where you are known and loved. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. And as an encouragement and a reminder, you are more than welcome to come up for communion if you're visiting. We're going to serve our servers first, but all are welcome to the Lord's table. We have wine in this chalice here, and then in our trays we have wine on the outskirts, and on the inside we have grape juice if you prefer grape juice, and we have a gluten-free option if you need that for our bread. And all are truly welcome to this table. invite you to rise as you are able in mind, body, and spirit. Now may these gifts of life, the body and blood of our risen Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen you, encourage you, and always keep you in God's grace. Amen.
Let us pray. On this day, O God, you gave us Christ the Son to save us. As you sent the one foretold, send us now with good news for all people. Let the gladness of this feast have no end as we share with others the joy that fills us. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Amen.